Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, welcome in, time for Daily Editorial. Sorry, Big Al hasn't been with you for the last couple of days. I acquiesced to my children. I went down to Seattle with the potential thought of relocating. And I got to tell you, after what I saw in Seattle, I have no intention whatsoever of relocating. Jimmy, having said that, one thing I'm noticing in the press and one thing I'm noticing basically in society is that the Republicans are very definitely not taking the offensive in this brouhaha that's going on between us. You want to talk about that?
Yeah, let's talk about it for a minute. So what we're seeing is a full-on, full-court press by the press,
right,
by the media, by the corporate controllers, the major global corporations that have bought this current regime, the Biden regime, to undermine the potential for Republican victories in November. You're going to see more of it, and it is going to be vicious. We saw it in 2016. We saw it in 2020. We actually saw a little bit of it in 2019 for local elections. You will see, and my opinion and my projection is you're going to see rather significant attacks. A lot of them will be fraudulent. A lot of them will tie people to, quote, the January 6th insurrection.
Right.
A lot of them will be to undermine credibility of Republican candidates, and it will be coordinated. And the unfortunate reality is people like Mitch McConnell are backing away from candidates that are actually fighting for, like, cleansing of the system, America First candidates, if you will. They're pushing back, and they're not funding, they're not supporting, because they want the system to exist as it does. And as I say, and Al, I told you off mic before this, I always tell people this. If you're trying to explain yourself after the narrative has already been established, if you're responding to an attack from the media and the press, you've already lost the argument. So, because what resonates is that initial report. So what the Republican Party has failed to do, and what they must do, people like Ron McDaniel, who's in charge of the party, people like Jeff Kent, who's the head of the Rules Committee, who's from right there, Custer, Washington, they need to wake up and realize that they have to put a plan together to be the aggressor. And they do not have to use anger. They do not have to use hate. They have to use logic. They have to use, firm facts. And they have to use compassion to make their case.
Yeah.
And they have to be ahead of the game rather than behind the game. And right now, they continue to be behind the game. And a lot of Republican leadership, old school leaders, think that that's okay, because they would prefer the system to continue as it exists right now. And as far as I'm concerned, it cannot stand. The corruption in D.C., the corruption with corporate entities controlling information for people, with the tech companies silencing voices, this cannot stand in America to maintain a free country and to maintain a future for any Western ideology.
But Jimmy, let me ask you a question. I just left Seattle. Seattle is an incredibly progressive town, as I'm sure you're aware.
Yeah, incredibly stupid, but yeah, progressive.
I'm sorry, yes. What?
Yeah, I said incredibly stupid, but yes, progressive and violent.
Okay, now they may be incredibly stupid, but the people in Seattle are getting stronger and stronger and stronger. What can we do specifically, no platitudes, what can we do to reverse that trend, Jim? No platitudes.
So, like I say, you have to show facts, be proactive, ask the questions. So how much money have you spent on homeless in Seattle, and has the problem gotten better? How much defunding of the police have you had? And is it now more equitable or more dangerous to live in Seattle? There are many just logical questions. And then come back and say, look, you're hurting people.
Yeah.
You're hurting families with mask mandates. And in fact, Lena Nguyen, the doctor, the CNN correspondent, or the CNN funded medical advisor, mm-hmm. has come out and publicly said that she will not put her child in a mask because her child is now educationally and linguistically behind because of the masking policies. And she says she's wrong. These are the people. Show these people in these progressive areas that they continue to believe lies and do it with compassion. Say, are you hurting each other? Are you helping each other?
But Jimmy, my point is so many people are bleeding lies, and the only result of all of that has been that the press is substantiating what they're saying.
Right, and that's why you have to go
directly. How do we change that, Jim?
You go directly to the editors. You go to the media, and you say, this is inaccurate. And you do it in force, in mass. The center of gravity, that entity right now that is going to change the direction of America one way or the other is actually the media, because it's all about information warfare. So ignoring and just allowing these types of reports to go on or having to argue back and counter after they're already out there,
mm-hmm.
it's just a waste of time. You've lost the argument.
Yeah.
But going forward, doing editorials, taking the editors to task for their lies, doing them through group letters. So go ahead and take full page ads out. You know, if you're the Republican Party in King County, you should be taking out a full page ad to say, why are you blaming Republicans for putting up signs about illegal election activities when the Secretary of State should be doing that? Why don't you take full page editorials out and explain where they have actually got it wrong factually on masking?
And my question, Jimmy, is very, very simple. Why isn't that happening among the Republican leadership?
Because they're intimidated. They're afraid. Or
afraid
either
of what?
They're intimidated or afraid. Well, they're afraid to be called a racist. They're afraid to be called a January 6th supporter or a Trump supporter. And they listen to the wackos on the extreme. And because they listen to the wackos and they're afraid of the press, then they kowtow to them. Mm-hmm. That's one side of it. There are other people that actually allow this to continue and don't push back because they actually want to push away those people that are making those fights and making those comments and actually being, you know, that have been right from the beginning. I mean, the people on our blog, the vast majority of them, with a couple of ridiculous exceptions, have understood since the beginning this was a fraudulent pandemic.
Right.
And it has caused incredible damage. Now the facts are coming out. Now you see Democrats actually attempting to blame the Trump administration for the vaccinations that the Democrats themselves forced onto people. And it's working. I'm having a very strong right-wing conservatives text me and ask me, man, I'm not – Trump's still holding with the jab. And, you know, he's got to stop that. I'm going to not vote for him. It's like, you have got to be kidding me. This one simple issue that is being now perpetrated by the left to blame the previous administration for something they did not do. Yes, Donald Trump worked unbelievably hard to mobilize the entire nation with medical supplies, with ventilators, putting the military and building hospitals for a pandemic that they didn't fully understand, that he was being advised by people like Fauci, Birx, run by a task force run by Mike Pence.
Mm-hmm.
He's being told that the world's going to fall apart. So he moves heaven and earth to get this done and get a vaccine because he's told this is the way to do it. He doesn't realize it's a trick. And I agree. He has to back down and say, you know what? This was a mistake. It's far too dangerous. But the problem is some Republicans are still afraid of that pushback and being told that, oh, they're the ones that are trying to kill their grandma, or they're the ones that don't believe the election was legitimate. And because of that, they're actually silent, or they're complicit to undermine the people that were trying to change the agenda and the direction. And that to me is, you know, it's just foolish, but it's also insidious.
Jimmy, I know it's insidious. I have to say that I believe that the world is practically totally against us right now. After what I saw in Seattle is a city that I do not recognize as being the town that I grew up in, okay? With all of that going on right now, it strikes me that we are totally, totally fighting a losing battle, and there has to be a better way. There has to be a better way for us to act, Jim. You and I have been putting out this word now for probably about 5 years. Do you think we've succeeded at all? Well, sure, we've succeeded. I'll answer my own question. We've succeeded in the sense that we are telling what we believe to be true. You are telling what you believe to be true.
I want to say that most of the time is coming out to be true, certainly on the COVID
issues. But why is nobody believing it?
But they are believing it. But the problem is, and this is the problem, first of all, when you think that the rest of the country is like Seattle, you're mistaken.
Okay.
It's not.
I'm not saying the rest of the country
listen, Seattle. Al, don't argue with me on this. I mean, I'm talking through a process here, okay?
Okay.
That's a representation of a media-centric area that is heavily influenced by an entire information campaign.
Okay.
The same thing with LA, the same thing with San Francisco, same thing with Atlanta, New York, Washington, D.C., Boston, Chicago. Those people are losing ground. That's a fact. They're losing ground. The credibility for the news organizations that have perpetuated these lies it's beginning to crumble. And they're actually coming out and reporting new issues. So what you're seeing is a latent effect in Seattle. Eventually, look, the same thing happened in New York in the 70s and 80s. It just turned into a cesspool, right? Dinkins, a successive series of progressive liberal Democratic governors or mayors destroyed New York City. Then it finally, people took they had enough. And they said, all right, Rudy Giuliani. Rudy Giuliani in 10 years or 8 years turned it around. Then Mike Bloomberg, running as a Republican, continued it for a while. And then, of course, he changed his stripes because of the politics of the area.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see the same thing happen. When finally it gets so bad for people in these areas.
Don't you think it's gotten to that point already, though, Jim?
Pardon me?
Don't you think it's already gotten to that point?
Well, obviously not, because you're still getting the media influence over it. So the legacy and the lag, it takes a period of time for people to push back against the media lies. The media lies are reflecting what the political leaders are saying, and the political leaders are still Democrats struggling and fighting for their own survival. And of course, we know the corporations that are behind it in order to undermine, you know, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, that have tremendous influence, and they own these stations. They own this influence.
Yep.
And that's the problem. That's where you have to go. You have to go against them.
Yep.
And it's at a local level. You start at the local level, and then pretty soon no one's going to accept, you know, gender studies in their kindergarten classes. You know, they're not going to accept transitioning, you know, 13-year-old girls into boys and having their breasts removed, and then the girls coming back and saying, what the heck, I shouldn't have done that, when they're 18 and they've grown up a little bit.
Right.
You know, they're not going to accept this influx of crime because of these bad policies. And eventually the media gets pushed back. But the plan has to be to target the media. It has to be to target the media.
Why is that happening, Jim? Why in God's name isn't that happening?
Well, it is. It is happening.
Uh-huh.
Breitbart, CFP, Citizens Free Press, New York Post, a lot of different media outlets with more conservative views that are facing reality. It's actually spreading. CFP has gone from being a small little, you know, citizenfreepress.com.
Yeah.
For those of you guys who don't look at it, went from a very small little place just a year ago to just skyrocketing in numbers to being the number five, I think, number four, number five total looks on media. And it's changing. So it is working. It just takes time. None of this happens overnight. And again, some people, again, in these power centers, in these Democratic power centers, things have to go get so bad that the people on the street start calling, saying this is enough is enough. When you have preachers in the aisles in Houston actually saying enough is enough, get rid of these prosecutors. When you've got NFL players getting shot as they're carjacked, this just happened this weekend in Washington, D.C., people start to say enough is enough.
Yeah.
You know, it's just it takes time, and none of it happens overnight.
Well, so far nothing is happening overnight. By the way, you made a comment that I never look at CFP. I actually do almost every single day, Jim.
Oh, no, I didn't say you didn't. No, that's good.
Yeah.
But what happens is, like, Drudge got this massive following.
Yeah.
And then what happens? Somebody goes in and buys it, a never Trump organization, uses a tremendous amount of money, pays off Matt Drudge a ton of money, and then has a non-compete issue. And Matt Drudge is happy. He's got, you know, probably a couple billion bucks from it. I don't know how much he made from it. But he's like sitting back, all right, it's fine. But then they start editing and controlling the narrative.
Right.
And that's what you're seeing across the board with corporate, big finance money. You know, what is it, 538, Nate Silver's 528, 538, I can't remember, Nate Silver's polling organization, which is used by Washington Post, by all the leftist big organizations, for polling numbers and estimates on you know where the elections are going.
Yeah.
Guess who owns that?
Yeah. Who?
ABC Disney.
Yeah. No, we talked about that last week. I remember that we talked about that.
Yeah, 538. I'm sorry, 538.
Yeah. Okay. Jim, we're up to 16 and a half, almost 17 minutes. You want to change the subject, or you want to run this one as it is?
Well, let's just add a little bit on.
Go ahead, add a little bit.
Yeah, I think Timothy Thibault, an FBI supervisory agent, he was fired this weekend by the FBI. They were involved, him and Brian Auten were involved to undermine the actual derogatory information with the Hunter Biden laptop.
Yeah.
So you've got a combination. We talked quite a bit about this on the weekend show, but you've got a combination of the counterintelligence division, then these individuals that actually covering up for Hunter Biden prior to the election.
Yeah.
And then we have this statement by Mark Zuckerberg coming out saying the FBI told me to be warned for this.
Yeah,
Twitter absolutely shut down all of it. And then the amount of information that was out there was completely silenced and discredited by former Obama officials and intelligence officers, anti-Trump people. In October, prior to the election, now you're seeing a lot of polling that comes out and says that people would not have voted for Biden had they found out that he'd been lying about his relationships with businesses and his son Hunter and all the corruption that was involved with the legitimate story the New York Post did on that laptop. Now, you combine that with the Mar-a-Lago raid, you have absolutely shown a conspiracy to undermine the political election process in the United States.
Okay.
And what you're seeing, what you're going to see from this is a massive effort by Democrats to cover it up. The more they try to cover it up, the uglier they will look.
Yeah.
Because, look, even if the Senate stays, 50-50 or maybe even the Democrats gain a seat, the House will – there's only a 5-seat margin. The House will turn, no matter how much the media attempts to try to turn this, the House is going to turn Republican. Those investigations will go forward. How many people listen to them? It's hard to say. But the long-term implications of having those open hearings and having that information is going to definitely undermine this administration.
Yeah.
This regime that's actually using every every tool in its toolbox to lie to the American people, to influence through legal law enforcement, actually using law enforcement to intimidate speech and big tech companies. This cannot, again, it cannot stand.
No.
And eventually, it takes a long time, but eventually this stuff will come out.
Well, let's hope that it happens. Jimmy, we're up to 20 minutes. We got to cut it. We're just going to totally lose. Okay. Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks, my friend. Always good to see you.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back next.